Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an Insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
I also want to say, everyone on Makeup or Breakup, they have voluntarily joined the show. I want to say that up front. I want to welcome Jana from Issaquah. Hi, Jana. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, thanks for reaching out on Facebook. What really grabbed me, I saw that this like title in a message that said, "Not my money." And so I click on it. So, Jana, let's talk about why you sent a message to me for Makeup or Breakup. Because basically, your boyfriend wants to invest all of your money, from what I understand?
Yep, that's pretty much the gist of it. He is very interested in investing money that we have been saving for a house. Like, he and I together have been saving this money so that someday we can buy a house. And a buddy of his has come up with this app that he wants to do, and it's a startup, and Ben is so gung-ho that this thing's going to make a ton of money that he's decided he wants to invest this money that he and I have saved together for a house in his buddy's app. And I just, like, he won't listen to reason. He doesn't know anything about investing. He doesn't know anything about apps. And I feel like now's maybe not the time to sink all of our money into something that we're not certain about. You know, things are a little topsy-turvy. We're at a global pandemic and the stock market's not doing so well, and I just feel like if he's gonna do something with our money, it shouldn't be this.
And what's he gonna say? You know, he's on hold, he's hearing all this right now. What is he gonna say? What do you think his side of the story is gonna be on why he wants to invest in this so much?
I think he really believes in his friend, which I understand. Like, he's a smart guy, but I just, you know, all startups are inherently risky, and I think he's gonna say that, you know, it's a good use of our money because it could make us money on the back end.
Right now, we need your advice. Should they make up, break up? 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. And Ben is on hold. As always, there's two sides to every story. And we're going to come back in a couple of minutes. We're going to get Ben's side of the story. Is that cool with you, Jenna?
Yeah.
All right. The rest of Makeup or Breakup is next with Fitz in the Morning. Welcome back to Make Up or Break Up. Jana sent me a message. Jana is from Issaquah, and basically she's got a situation where her boyfriend wants to, like, invest all of their money into one of his friend's businesses. Jana, is that sort of the situation?
That's the gist of it.
Okay. You said it's an app business, like in the Issaquah, an app developer in Issaquah?
Yeah.
All right. Ben is on hold right now. He's been patiently holding, hearing all this. Ben! My man, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, man. So I know it's always weird, you know, hearing people sort of talk about you. What is your side of the story? I mean, is it true that you want to invest all of your life savings that you were going to put on a down payment for a house into your buddy's app developing business?
Well, I mean, I will say it's a large our savings. I will admit that it's not everything that we have, but it is a very large chunk. And I see opportunity, and I've been waiting for over 10 years for the market to be in this perfect place. And I want to do this for us together so we can have, you know, tenfold what we're investing right now.
But you would agree that right now maybe the market isn't in a perfect place, but are you saying that right now that things are so low and now's the time to invest in business? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. That's the exact time you jump in.
Okay.
Can I ask?
I feel like You're just throwing out, like, four words from a pamphlet that you read. You have never talked about investing before, and I get that you're excited about this, but, like, reading an article on the internet doesn't make you an expert on this.
Mm. Okay, that's a little insulting, but I'm trying to do this for us. This is a down economy. This is a perfect time. This idea, which I can't talk about in this forum, is amazing and life-changing, and I just really believe in it.
You really can't talk about the app or, you know, can't tell us anything about it?
Is it a new dating site or a new dating app?
I can't tell you about that. Oh.
I thought about developing
that's
an app like
one.
Is it an app like the nearest coronavirus testing center near you app?
One thing that I caught,
I have
you
told
said
Jana about it, and Jana, you have to admit that you said it was an amazing idea.
I totally agree. The app is an amazing idea. I'm just not willing to sink everything that we've saved up for a house.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, so we've got a cautious person and a good investor here.
Yeah.
Person
wants an investor.
One thing that you said was you're doing it for us, right? You said you're going to do it for you two, but how can you do something for us when she's not in it? I mean, because it kind of doesn't seem like she wants to take part in that. She wants to buy a house and do that for you guys.
Well, I mean, they're both for us, but I'm just reiterating. I believe wholeheartedly in this, and I want this for our future.
All right, so do they risk it? 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. Make up or break up. Listen, Jana and Ben, we're going to put you on hold. We could also give you the phone number to our therapist that we have in Renton, who is always willing to see you guys for two appointments absolutely free, if you'd like to do that as well.
And our financial planner in Bellevue.
Yeah. Is that cool with you guys?
Yeah, especially that financial planner.
Oh, I made that last one up, sorry.
Yeah, no, that sounds great.
833-822-BULL. You know, as I'm thinking about it, I think about like Bill and Melinda Gates, right? Mm-hmm. And say he had a little bit of money. What if he didn't invest that money? What if Melinda didn't say to Bill, go for it, Bill, go? What if she held him back and then all of a sudden we wouldn't have Microsoft? What if this guy is really on something with this amazing app and then she doesn't let him invest the money?
Well, he's not the app developer. He's his buddy's trying to milk him for money.
Exactly.
Who knows? There's a text here that I think is really smart, and it says, rookie investors should only start very small. Don't put it all in the pot because you don't know what you're doing. I think that's great advice.
Right. There's another one here that says, have a separate account to use, not house money, but have a separate like investment pot that you use. That way you don't lose everything, because this texter had a family that lost everything investing.
Who could just have, I mean, it's 2020, right? And
yeah.
when you talk about having that separate sort of play money, mm-hmm. it doesn't seem realistic right now.
No.
Not many people have that play money right now.
100% agree with you. No one has it right now. And that's the point, is he's not using the play money. He's using all the money.
Someone has it because someone just texted in and said, hey, I'll sign a non-disclosure agreement. If it's a good idea, I'll cover the cost. So
wow.
We've got an investor right here.
All right.
This is Shark Tank all of a sudden.
Wait a second. Let me tell you about my ideas, sir. Yeah. Let's go to Cheryl, who's in West Seattle. What if she's stuck on that bridge? Because, you know, it's going to take about 20 years.
What bridge?
Well, stuck on the other side of it.
Cheryl, Fitz in the morning. How are you?
Hey, Fitz. Hey, crew. How you doing?
Good, thank you. What do you think here? Is this a makeup or breakup?
I think it's a makeup, but have a separate account. Because I've had family that lost lots of money in the stock market, and it's too risky. If you have like a separate account, you know, put money aside that you want to spend like play money, and use that to use for investments. That's great.
Yes,
right. Like don't put the rent
that
on the line, right?
William in Olympia is on. Hi, William. It's Fitz. What's going on?
Not much. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, man. What are your thoughts right here, William?
So the couple doesn't have to use their funds, their savings to purchase a house. I mean, they need $2,000 escrow for earnest money deposit, and they need inspection appraisal.
No,
they'll get the earnest money deposit.
He's wanting to get the money and invest it in an app, not a house. He's trying to take old girl's money and invest it on an app because his buddy is like, hey, man, I got a little business idea. And he's like, give me a little ling ling. He's like, I can't get the ching ching because my wife says, my girlfriend says no. Does that make sense?
Well, but they can do both.
Oh.
that they can purchase a house with the housing finance program through Washington State for first-time homebuyers.
Are you trying to pimp your business? What's going on here?
Fitz, I find this super interesting.
No, hold on. These
two texts came in back-to-back on opposite sides of this issue. One of them says, look, I'm a 20-year investor, and I have a wall papered with startup certificates. Never put your life savings in a startup, right? And then the very next text that came in says, I remember when I had an opportunity, I chickened out, I could have been a billionaire, I had the opportunity to invest in smartphones before they came out. I thought it was a stupid idea, and I'm paying for it now. So here's people, we're not getting any help here.
My brother was approached by the guy who created WebMD, and my brother was like, that's ridiculous. No one's ever going to get medical advice for the internet.
Are you kidding?
I am not joking, and it wasn't even that much money that he wanted. Now, it was more money than my brother had at the time, but man, is he kicking himself.
You know what I want to say to your brother?
What?
Idiot.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm sure his wife says it every day.
But I get that because my uncle invested a lot of money into the video phones before, like, cell phones were out.
Yeah.
Lost all of it because, like, within 5 years.
Before, like, FaceTime and all that.
Yes. And, like, 5 years later, webcams came out, and he was just like, well, there goes life savings.
It's a tough call.
Yeah,
and what if he misses this opportunity of a lifetime? He's always going to be resentful toward his girlfriend for not letting him invest that money on this new app that's going to change the world, he says.
Yeah.
All right. What's it looking like in the end with the text, phone calls, Drew? Do we have a makeup or breakup here?
It looks like the general consensus is to make up, but they need to come to a common agreement on what to do with the money. Like, they both need to have a say. He can't take control of it.
Okay. Carly Pierce, Lee Bryce, it's Fitz in the morning on the all-new 98.9 The Bull. I hope you're happy now.